stars announced their presence when they setting up in the sky. And every little planet we be touching, it's like comets bursting the heavens when we're soaring. We go high as fly as can be. This is the dope, dope as we. Good music, she and he,
you know. You know.
Hey, so come up with me.
Yes.
Let's take it back to ecstasy and planet rock 3013.
I'm quite sure.
Spaceships flying high to the top.
Spaceships flying high,
high
to the top,
top
with the sky.
Yeah, it's some intergalactic type shit, my nigga, nah, me. Yeah, my nigga, we the dope time traveling. Space age, pimping androids, we gaffling. Bop guns that flip Nissan trucks. You took me to your leader looking like we all fuck. Walking in my moon boots cause my spaceship stuck. Rely on my third eye instead of faith and luck. Dodging particles from astros so we won't get stuck. You never know at any time it could get worse. No 16s, my nigga, I spit a universe. And some left planet Earth low on cash. Robbing niggas on Mars like Pluto Nash. Bounce rock and escape cause the spaceship fast. Got homies teleporting to a nice piece of. Hey, my people planet surface, staying high and turned up. Treating planets like step, they stay burnt up. No lie, we really too high for y'all. Ain't coming down, even if the sky should fall. I'm yelling, no lie, I'm really too high for y'all. Ain't coming down, even if the sky should fall. I'm yelling,
keep my space particles, you androids. You androids. You androids, yeah. My space protocols, you androids. You androids. You androids.
Yeah. Killer for you androids.
On your hoes. Don't matter if my whips on foes. It don't matter if my wrists don't glow. Oh, I'm out of this world. Space age pimping with a swagger that'll lift your soul. Luke Skywalker scheming on her Chewbacca. Perpendicular proper pimping to bring profit. I'm in a spaceship blowing gas. You probably think I'm human with your broke ass. Daniel's son now wax me off, I'm so fly. I got crane kicks, welcome to the Cobra Kai. Captain Kirk, Space Ghost, perk, robotic lungs. Slanging Big Dipper, keep my phaser on stun. Even on Pluto, you niggas is menudo. My main chick's a Martian, my spaceship's a Tudo. Face this anomaly in the Matrix. This is the dope face, you tired of that fake shit.
People should start emailing us about when the fuck Lando Cal was coming back. I knew that was gonna come next. Though you know, it was the next few emails was gonna come out.
Where
the Lando Cal at?
Y'all talking all this shit about Javine.
Where y'all next episode? We five episodes deep. But we ain't did one in about 6 months. I don't think, right?
Yeah.
We back though. We back. We gonna be back on the schedule.
We're back.
So we're back, man. Teddy, let's introduce our guests. Local stalwart, always here, showing us always love. He knows the comics just like I do. James Bishop with us.
What's happening?
Thanks for back on Lando Cal, man.
Oh yeah, man.
You here, man. You here in Lando Cal. You on the picture.
Hey, right on, man.
You an Avenger.
Right on. I ain't mad at that. That's much appreciated, brother.
All right. Introduce your
home. Yeah, man. So I got my one of my best friends here with me. My boy James Burrell, aka Bellboy, aka LLJB3.
Porn name, as we talked about on
that. Not a porn name, bro. Not a porn name.
Like he, like one of my.
I'm gonna be fucking around on.
He he's an eight. His name actually sounds like he the backup quarterback for RG3.
Shut up.
Hey, I'll take it because I'm not gonna get injured like him. he got injured today.
He did?
Yes, he is injured right now.
Hold up, the game ain't.
He went out with a soldier.
Injured in
practice.
He got injured in the fucking tunnel.
Yeah, injured in pulling his laundry out.
Yeah, that popped up on my phone. I was like, really?
Damn. Yeah.
This dude's whack. I'm so glad we, and everybody talking about the Rams, talking about like, the second pick. I'm like, yeah, we got a steal for that one. That boy always get injured.
That's true. But yeah. Our quarterback hurt too.
So. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna say, we can't say we ain't.
We got players out of him. We ain't get players out of him, though.
That's true. But yeah. That's all I gotta say. go ahead, finish it.
My boy James Burrell, man, one of my best friends out here, known him since high school, since about 13, 14.
Yeah.
He was the catalyst for me getting started in my whole music production. Also, he, you know, played the Bells, aka Bellboy for the band.
Right.
You know, when the band, U City band was good.
Was good. My lord. Oh.
Let's make that very clear. That and dope ass artist and web designer. Aww.
What's wrong?
She
didn't quiet down now. Knows. She's gonna get picked up.
You just the star of all these shows, huh?
No.
So Teddy, what's been going on, brother?
Not much, man. Happy to be doing a Lando Cal.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
All right, let's talk about these summer blockbusters. Let's get them out the way. What y'all think about Guardians?
Oh, man.
He seen Guardians. I still.
You ain't seen Guardians? What the fuck is wrong with
you? You need to see Guardians.
Why you ain't bootlegged it at least or something?
Dude, man, I've been.
I got it on bootleg in the thing right now, man. But I had to see it in the IMAX, man. That is amazing.
I straight haven't been able to watch it. I'm so mad. I don't even care about the spoilers anymore. I don't. At this point, I don't. I just know.
Rocket.
It was good. Rocket Raccoon did good. I am Groot, and I know.
Rocket stole the show, but Drax stole some stuff, though. Drax had some lines. Batista had some lines for Drax.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he
didn't. Yes, he did. Drax.
Batista might as well have been I Am Groot.
The whole point of Drax is he
killed my family and my mother and mother-in-law.
But it was the stuff he would say. Is like, that's not going to go over me. I have too fast reflexes. I will catch it. He's talking about metaphors. Right. He's like, metaphors don't go over me.
Man.
But it was a great movie, though, James. You missed it.
Yeah, man, that's my own personal fault, man. The last Marvel movie I really honestly got a chance to see for real, besides Days of Future Past, was Winter Soldier.
I was going to say, man. And
Winter Soldier was as good, if not better, than Avengers.
Guardians blows Winter Soldier. You need to hurry up and see that.
Like, as far as like all the standalone Avengers-type movies, out of Core 4 that was actually in the Avengers, it's definitely got to be, like, Cap's movie easily.
Yeah.
Oh, you saying Cap is above?
Yeah, it's like Cap 2 is above the Avengers. Like, out of all the movies?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So why do you say that?
Dude, how does it make? So like, why do you think different?
It's like...
Because, I think... If for a movie, I think with the Avengers, it's a lot harder to try to be able to make a coherent story with so many different characters. Like, Cap was awesome. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I really appreciated the Winter Soldier. But I think with the Avengers, it kind of set the precedence for Cap. You know what I mean?
Right, it did.
You know what I mean? And then on top of that,
yeah.
It also had, like, the writing, the dialogue. Like, there was a lot of roller coasters. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You know, they mixed in humor. They mixed in everything. Like, Cap, for the most part, seemed pretty serious. It was like, you know... Serious line, action, fighting. Like it wasn't. I don't know. I really don't know how to explain it. Like it was a far cry from the first one. I know that.
Oh yeah.
When I first saw the first one, I was like, all right, well, Avengers are done,
right?
Because Captain America. I mean,
he's the cornerstone of the Avengers.
Well, right. True.
The title was first Avengers.
Yeah, right. It was.
Which first was like, Avengers. Why did you name it that?
But when I saw it, I was just like, is he? But And I guess I just wasn't as well versed on Cap as I should have been. Oh, yeah. But after I watched the second one, and then after watching all the other movies, it put a lot of stuff in perspective.
Right. And then if you watch
the show,
you
gotta watch the show too.
Episode like that happened right before the movie
came, and right after.
Oh, really? So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tied into it?
Right. Like, yeah, big time.
He's a big Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan.
Yeah,
exactly.
I checked out after episode 3. I just checked out.
Everybody did.
I checked out.
Except me. I stayed with it because episode.
Because
episode 6, that was when it got good.
It got good
at episode 6, and then right when Cap Winter Soldier came out, the episode before, that's when everything just kicked off. It was like, what the hell? Why can't y'all be this at the beginning?
Yeah, because you lost everybody.
It really went, man. Like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's a cool little show, man. Like, I picked back up on, like we were just saying, but if you watch that episode that came out right before Winter Soldier came out, Winter Soldier make a lot more sense.
Yeah, because the whole thing was set well. Like, he's actually in that episode, and he was supposed to take part of the mission in that episode. He had to go because he had to go be in Winter Soldier. That was the whole reason. He was like, they need you back over to Triskelion. You got another mission. He went, and then Winter Soldier happened. So
I know they said that because I know I heard Thor is supposed to make an appearance in the second season.
He should.
He might as well.
He kind of needs to because of the whole thing they're doing with the Infinity Stones. So
since
he kind of needs to,
because how many Infinity Stones are out now?
They have three, but I think it's four.
It's four of them, right? So it's one more left.
No, it's six total.
Right. So which ones is already with the Tesseract?
They got Tesseract, the Aether, and the Orb. And technically,
Loki.
Staff. Everybody's saying that we don't know yet, but I think it is. I think it's the Mind Gem. Personally.
That's what they said is the Mind Gem.
I think it's the Mind Gem. But they ain't announced it yet. They need to, though.
Yeah, man.
So was Guardians of the Galaxy the best movie of the year?
If I get a chance to watch it, I'm pretty sure I'll say that.
Yes.
Resounding
yes.
You think Captain is better?
No. I didn't. See, and again, it's on the same one. Like, solo story. I mean, I like Cap because of the action. Like,
Guardians of the Galaxy is the best origin story of all the Marvel movies.
Big time.
Best more like, and it was so great though, because at first, like, I was real scared of the way it was, like, the tempo at the beginning. Me and Ted talked about this, you know, just casually about how it spit, like, the beginning was so fast,
right?
And how we thought that, like, the general audience that don't know about comic books should be like, what the fuck is going on? But then they slowed it down in the prison and, like, let you get to know every individual character, though. And you're like, okay, this is who he is, this is who she is, you know, this is what they're all about. Because before it was just like, bop, 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 bop. Because
I wasn't even that familiar with Guardians of the Galaxy, so I was the first 10 minutes.
It's nothing more than just a setup for, like, since Thanos made an appearance, you know,
kind of because
he's supposed to be an Age of Ultron too. Thanos is, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to pop up.
I don't know how they're gonna do Age of Ultron. Like, I'm pretty sure it's probably gonna be like, you know, since Hank Pym.
Yeah, but I don't get. Yeah,
no, Tony's gonna be the one. Tony's gonna be the one that creates him because he's gonna create him basing Jarvis off of it. Because Jarvis is he's gonna be like, I need to create this army, so because there's no more SHIELD. They're actually trying to train new SHIELD members in that movie.
Isn't that based on, like, the cartoon you were telling us about that's on Netflix?
Yeah, that one.
It's about a very similar story, right?
Right.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what's happening with that.
So it's gonna be Tony Stark's making Ultron instead of Frank Pym.
Right. Because Hank Pym, at this point in time, because Age of Ultron comes out, and then after that comes out Ant-Man. So at that time, Hank Pym is old. So that's why they're starting with Scott Lang and the new Ant-Man, because Hank Pym is old at this point. He's already been Ant-Man. He's already done his stuff.
Okay. So, because Yellow Jacket is supposed to be the villain in Ant-Man.
Right.
But isn't Yellow Jacket just... Isn't it Hank Pym, though? The same thing?
Because he was Ant-Man, Giant Man, Goliath... Yellow Jacket, Wasp for a second.
Because he beat up his wife as Yellow Jacket, too.
Dude, like, he beat the shit out of Janet Van Dyne, dude.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
And, like, the ultimate version, when I say Cap beat that nigga damn into a coma, for real.
Yeah, no, he did.
Like, for real. He almost beat him into a coma because, like, she got messed up real bad because he sent a bunch of ants after while she was small and she was hospitalized. Cap found out because Cap is cool with Janet Van Dyne. When I say he damn near beat that man half to death. Like, for real.
See, like, Thor almost killed Tony after Civil War.
Yeah. I'm interested how they're going to take all this with everything. Because y'all see the Ant-Man, the preview thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that show years back. Yeah.
Was that years back?
That was years back. Like so when they showed the, that.
That's not maybe like no more than 2 years ago.
The test footage, yeah, that was about. That was like 3-4 years
ago. With Paul Rudd? The one with Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
They actually showed Paul Rudd's face.
Yeah.
Footage. I didn't see that one yet.
No.
Because Paul Rudd didn't do one yet.
No.
It was just somebody in an Ant Man suit.
Right.
That fighting, was doing Yeah, it was fighting everybody. So I saw that test footage. That was in comics.
So this is when Old Boy was directing.
That was still Edgar White.
Edgar White was
real doing it.
Okay.
He's not doing it no more.
Yeah, because they got Old Boy from. Damn it. I can't remember who they got. But they.
Because they got Judd Apatow to produce.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Which it makes sense.
Awesome. Hey.
That's so random.
But no,
it makes sense, though. You got Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, I mean, yeah, but Paul Rudd, he can run the gamut of, like, actors. Like, he doesn't necessarily have to be, like, you know, he can do drama. He can do comedy.
That's going to be a comedy, straight up. I mean, it was always, he had Edgar Wright as the director anyway in the first place.
Scott Lang was a pickpocket because he was a thief at first.
Yeah, it's going to be a comedy.
Came Ant-Man pretty much after stealing.
It's going to be a comedy more than Guardians was.
Right, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, I'm just Judd Apatow, like, I can't picture this is 40 and Ant-Man in the same sort of scope.
It can work. I mean, it can work. I don't want to see why it couldn't work.
He's played serious role before. What's one of my favorite movies that he was in?
He was in Halloween.
It's not Paul Rudd. Okay, it's Judd Apatow.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Paul Rudd.
No. Paul Rudd's like the perfect.
He can get kind of serious, even though it was comedy. What was it? I love you, Sarah Marshall. Forget Sarah Marshall, whatever that is.
No, Paul Rudd wasn't in there.
Yes, he was.
I'm not talking about Paul Rudd, I'm talking about Judd Apatow, though.
He was a surf instructor.
Right, but yeah, Paul Rudd wasn't in
there. Forget Sarah Marshall, he was a surf instructor. No, you're talking about I Love You, Man. That's what you're talking about.
I'm talking about Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
In Forgetting Sarah Marshall,
he was the surf instructor. Remember, like,
he was in that movie.
He was in the movie, but he was a surf instructor. He was Jason Segel's.
Oh, you're right. Okay. No, the other dude from, was it Mad TV? Played his brother.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, because they kept Skyping?
Yeah. Oh, you talking about, Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. But no, I think it could work. I mean,
Judd Apatow will be fine because it kind of needs to be at that point with Lane.
If he fits better. But.
I trust in Marvel, period, man. Them motherfuckers could come out with the Jingleberries movie, and I'd be like, you know, I don't even know what the fuck they are. They just some made up motherfuckers. That made
they
up
a bunch of talking cereal.
You know, they could bring the Ewoks back movie back.
Big Hero Christmas 6. Oh wait, that's really happening.
It'll be good.
How do you feel if it's like J.J. Abrams did Guardians of the Galaxy? Like, how
dude,
you know, y'all know the dude from St. Louis that did Paul Gunn. He did that. He's from St. Louis.
Really?
He went to SLU.
James Gunn.
James Gunn. Yeah. Okay. He went to SLU High.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got it's him and like 3 or 4 brothers. They all in acting. One of them is writes for the Daily Show, and then like 2 other ones are actors.
Oh, that's what's
up. Yeah, they all brothers though.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what's up.
But Marvel is going to do whatever the hell they want to do. Like, I want to spin that into another topic that I had on there is the fact that people are getting upset that they really released a Black Panther or Miss Marvel as a movie.
They're going to do it. You got to give them exactly.
So like, because I always start. It was always on top. Something like you can have Jimon Hansu, but Jimon Hansu getting kind of old.
He already played somebody.
Yeah, but no,
he played Korath.
He can play his daddy got killed by Claw. He can do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He can do that.
It's a lot of people lined up for Claw, not Claw. His dad.
I think Denzel said he wanted to do it.
You think Denzel?
Denzel said he wanted to do it. He wanted to be in Black Panther.
Good T'Chaka, really? No problem. But as far as T'Challa, actual Black Panther,
yeah,
like. I can't say Michael Jai White because he'd feel better as Luke Cage if he was taller.
Yeah, he'd be.
He need to shoot for that Netflix.
Yeah,
Luke Cage.
Oh, hell yeah.
He'll be perfect Luke Cage. Because if you see Blood and Bone,
Blood and Bone.
Blood and Bone was a dope movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man. But
I would say you have to probably get a no-name person.
It's gonna be old boy.
It's gonna be Chadwick Boseman. They're saying.
Yeah.
Chadwick Boseman.
Okay.
I think it's gonna be Chadwick.
Most likely.
That's what I said.
But do y'all think that people are getting upset too soon about all this? Like, people get mad about Miss Marvel too.
The reason why.
I'm mad at white women too.
Why are you mad at white women?
Because they mad. They talking about they want a fucking Black Widow movie now, and saying, like, why can't you have a Black Widow movie? She did well with, what was that fucking white
They
cat
were movie? Already writing a Black Widow Lucy? Movie. Calm down.
But no, Lucy. Scarlett, Lucy, yeah, that whack-ass movie, Lucy.
Lucy was okay, man.
I haven't seen Lucy yet.
Yeah. They were saying that, basically, because they got so much money with it. But Black Widow's a boring-ass character, for real. Who wants to see a whole movie of her?
No, she's not boring, though.
Yes, she is.
She's a double
Nobody
agent.
Wants to see a whole movie.
Yeah. She's a straight double agent.
She's a double agent.
Nobody wants to see a whole movie.
Like her story is really good.
Yeah, her story is, but I'm saying in general, nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow.
You don't think so?
In a solo movie. Nah, man.
Like,
I don't want to see that.
If it's a good writer, it can be a good movie.
Yeah, it could definitely be a good
But movie. I think people want to see Ms. Marvel's way more of a better dynamic character than Black Widow. If you're going to shoot your load.
She got Kree, and they already introduced Kree in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too. So.
Yeah, because they already introduced. No, I was Sharon Carter introduced.
Yeah, they never introduced
Ms.
Marvel. Yeah,
Carl Danvers.
Yeah, Carl Danvers would be dope. Because all you got to do is introduce her. She's an Air Force person. All you got to do is have an Air Force thing in the Age of Ultron or something.
Right.
We talked about how you could put Black Panther in there because they would supposedly what Cap Shield gets broke, right? And the metal from there, it comes from Wakanda.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is say, we got to go to Wakanda, get it, and you have Black Panther sitting in a tree. Just watching everybody come through his country.
And no way, man.
And then you introduce them like that, and then you can flip whatever way you want to flip.
Black Marvel Batman.
Yep.
Man, because people, man, and then, like, I keep on having this debate with people about Black Panther, man. I'm going to say this right now on this podcast. I don't give a damn what no one else says.
Oh, you don't think he's that dope?
No. No, Black Panther is easily dope.
I was like, what?
No, I'm talking about, like, it's always this versus.
You and brothers, you ain't
versus people.
It's always this versus conversation I always have with people.
Versus Luke Cage?
No, versus
random Batman.
Versus Batman.
And I'm like, Black Panther.
Batman is not unfuckwittable. I'm sorry. Black Panther will easily whoop his ass.
No.
Black Panther will
whoop his ass. Only reason I think it'd be a tie, because Batman...
You just send that into
Batman is the best asshole ever, and I'm gonna tell you what, this dude he researched all the Justice League and figured out everything to kill them beforehand before even meeting them. So think about like he does stuff like that.
But he needs to do shit like that.
Exactly. He's no good.
Oh, you said with no prep time. Okay, no prep time. Black Panther. Prep time.
Even with prep time.
I think with prep time,
it's the same, it will be the same result, but Black Panther has more going
fight.
For him.
It'll be a better fight.
But Black Panther will still...
What you think, Ted?
Black Panther will still whoop that ass.
But he'll still end up losing. Me personally. Because my thing, ever like, well, Batman no every martial art. It's like, yeah, he took like 20 years to learn it. Guess what? Black Panther
invented.
Grew up in a warrior society.
Yeah.
He grew up like that, for one. One, and then he won the 10 smartest people in Marvel. So yeah, he's super smart.
He
whooped.
So Batman's not?
No, Marvel. It's
Marvel.
DC.
I'm talking about Marvel.
Yeah.
Marvel. Then, like I said, don't get me wrong. Cap, I like Cap. But,
he's one of the richest, too.
But T'Chaka kicked his ass and T'Challa kicked his ass in two different time periods.
You said who?
His dad.
And Black Panther. In two different time periods. So you got the son and son both whooped your ass. Hacked into all of Tony Stark's mansion. Fuck them up real smooth. So then you marry Storm.
Yeah, right.
Storm wanted to marry you, dude. Like,
you are that guy.
Like, but I mean, he ended up breaking up with Storm because of everything that happened with Wakanda.
Right.
Because after Wakanda got fucked up,
Namor,
he asshole. But, I'm just saying.
Right.
Damn, man, y'all making me turn, man. Y'all making me turn off Batman, turn away from Batman with this.
I'm just saying, like, don't get me wrong. Batman is a great superhero. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Batman fanatic myself.
Too bad we ain't got Flea here.
But it's like one of those things, like, Batman is not, like, okay, like, just like you were saying, like, superhero be down,
right?
Like, I like watching things, like, I'm pretty sure people that listen to this know about, y'all heard of Death Battle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they did Death Battle twice on Batman. They only redid Batman and made him win against Cap because he got his ass
blasted by
Spider-Man. Spider-Man legitimately whooped his ass. Like, everyone's like, oh, he can win. No, he cannot, even with prep time, because Spider-Man with prep time does the same thing Batman does.
Exactly.
Whoops everyone's ass every time. And then you're going to get someone who's a superhuman, who's fast, who can see your moves come and literally can telegraph you. Right. And strong enough. And
well, so you're saying there's a better fight between.
So we give you think we give Batman more credit just because he don't have no superpowers and
everyone said because he's human. But I'm like, all the stats y'all give him, y'all might as well call him superhuman.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, because I'm like, if he can do all this, he's pretty much superhuman.
Or super nigga, as some people like to call him. Because all that people act like, well, Batman, he can flip 15 blocks. Well, is he not got superhuman powers or what?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I agree. I think it'll be a better fight between him and Black Panther than him and Spider-Man. I think Batman versus anything that has superpowers is automatically
like he will at disadvantage. Like, and I'm saying this now. Yes, Superman can easily whoop Batman's ass because Batman said it. Batman said it. I'm sorry, y'all. But y'all keep on thinking that. He said it in the comic. He straight up said, he could have easily broke my neck, froze me to death.
That's what Superman is not supposed to be that wrong.
That's the only reason
why. When Batman got Superman's power, did you read when Superman did?
Yep.
And he was an asshole with it. He was throwing people up in the air and just letting them drop and just die and shit. And he was like, you using all these problems. You ain't using this shit right. He was like, I'm going to show you how to ride this car.
No,
he was just throwing motherfuckers up in the air.
And that's why no one can really have Superman powers like that, man. Like,
because they wouldn't know how to use it.
Irredeemable, like that comic book Irredeemable I told y'all about a long time ago. What would happen if Superman went crazy and turned supervillain? That's why you cannot get just any more Superman powers. You can't. Superman got his powers and he know how to use them, but he never beats Batman because Clark's too nice. That's the only reason he always loses.
Exactly.
Only reason. Flat out.
All right, well, let's transition a little bit into TV shows. Have y'all seen the preview for Constantine?
Yes.
What do y'all think?
I'm rocking with it.
I like it.
I like it, but I think it's going to get canceled.
No, it will.
The day it's on, as well as I think it's too high.
And it's like, Fox.
And that was my third one. That's the reason I think it's going to get canceled.
But how you think, well, compared to that?
I don't know.
And it's a Friday night.
But Constantine is actually, if you straight up read about
But I mean, like, we'll watch Constantine, but I'm talking about you're going to need an average person to buy into Constantine for it to stay on.
Like,
I think
and Fox ain't going to, nah.
Dude.
He needs to go on Sci-Fi Channel.
I mean, if Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. can make it, fucking Constantine can make it, bro.
Well, then again, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not on Fox.
Yeah, Fox do cancel
it
a lot of shit.
It is Fox.
They do cancel a
lot
of
shit. Well, let's put it this way. It'll get canceled, but it'll get picked up by somebody else.
Because Constantine actually got really dope. So you got to do
it
basically looks
by
like
FX
Sting.
Yeah.
You do basically looks like Sting.
And Doom.
Right. Exactly. And just walking around, just, you know, and straight on like some detective shit, but like on some Sherlock Holmes or the paranormal type shit in the DC universe. For the most part. Like, he straight up know a lot of stuff. Like, besides the Keanu, we ain't even talking about the Keanu Reeves version.
That was actually a decent version.
It wasn't a bad movie. I'm not saying it was a bad movie. I'm saying, but that really didn't represent him as good as, for real, like, probably how the actual TV show.
But, you know, the only thing that's fucked up, they said that they won't show him smoking on there.
Yeah.
It's illegal to like smoke on TV now or something like that.
Apparently,
you can't smoke on TV. It's like characters can't smoke on TV now.
Sure. On TV or certain channels?
I think like your network TV, like Fox, like, NBC, CBS.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You can't
show him smoke. So I don't know how they're going to say he got cancer and shit.
They can say he was smoking.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have to show him smoking, but they can just show, you know.
They can say that he got it from smoking.
You know, right. Cigarettes. And
hey, that'd be a good way to tell kids don't smoke because you get cancer. You end up like Constantine.
Exactly.
Like, another preview of something that everybody I'm hearing mixed reactions on is Gotham. What do y'all think about Gotham?
Gotham is
gonna look the cheesiest motherfucking show I've ever seen in my life.
I get people that want to love it and want to see it. And
it's
gonna
be so cheesy looking.
That's why, man.
They're acting so hard.
Batman fan from child. I'm sure most of y'all are too. But
it don't make no sense to me either.
Like, come on. Now. I mean,
who want to see a movie about little Bruce Wayne growing up with all these folks? I don't care about Gordon's story. Nobody cares about Gordon. Gordon got some dope storylines. I don't care that he cheated on his wife.
You know, but no, he beat up who'd he beat up like twice and beat the shit out of him when he was young.
Oh, man.
I can't remember. It was a villain.
Was it the Penguin?
Maybe.
Man, it was definitely
shit out of him.
Because he kind of went on a dark period. He was never corrupt, but he was borderline.
He was borderline for a second, but because
he's like,
you stay in Gotham, you bound to be corrupt sooner or later.
But at some point, people are gonna be like, where the fuck is Batman at? I think even if it get two seasons, people are gonna be like, where the fuck Batman at?
Nah, he's a kid at this point. But like I said, at that point,
if they were smart, they can parlay it into that. Though,
But then they also trying to say they're gonna parlay. And try to have random characters out there, and one of them is going to end up being a Joker, and you just don't know who it's going to be.
I mean, ain't shit. All y'all do is if they do.
But I don't like that either because you don't know the origin of the Joker.
Nobody
I like the
knows
fact,
the origin
right,
of the Joker.
I like that.
Yeah, not even the Joker knows the origin of the Joker.
Because the closest thing you got is the Killing Joke. Is the Killing Joke story. That's really the closest thing you got.
But you ain't even got nothing with that.
Like the only thing, right, if they do Red Hood, the original Red Hood, then the Joker, then it can work. And be like, okay. But if they
talking about like having, they talking about have like if y'all sitting in a coffee shop talking, he'll say something. You be like, damn, is he the Joker? That's what I was reading. It's supposed to be kind of like random people start saying things that's kind of like Jokerish, and to try to throw people off to try to figure out who the Joker is.
This is gonna be so cheesy.
Some big reveal or some shit.
This show is gonna be cheesy. I mean, looking at it looked like a high school production. It looked like somebody tried to film it so they can do it for a YouTube fan edit. It looks really bad. And you got the only part, and then like freaking Jada Pinkett Smith is in there. I'm like, she's the cheesiest one acting out of all of them.
She just stick out like a sore thumb.
It's like
man,
for real. Will Smith's wife.
And everybody else.
Story Jada Pinkett Smith. Hey, this show about Gordon? No, it's Jada Pinkett Smith. She's the richest one here. And everybody knows her.
We got a little bit of extra paper from her.
I don't know. I think it could be surprising. I don't know. I thought Arrow was going to be cheesy, too.
I did, too.
I ain't never heard of Arrow, and I still ain't watched it yet.
Dude, you're tripping. Arrow's excellent.
Yeah, I heard it got really good after the first
episode. It's exactly like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Arrow was going to be whack. I was like, I'm not watching this shit. And then, like, James, a couple other people was like, dude, you got to watch it. He's like, too late. George Carlin.
I mainly got a little mad at watching anything DC ever since they got rid of Young Justice, so that's why I'm kind of like...
Yeah, man, Young Justice was like the
But DC
last.
Makes the best cartoon movies, though.
Oh, no, they
make the
they
best
kill,
cartoon, period.
Like, they kill Marvel on cartoon. Unlike animated? Yeah. Oh, they kill them. Because they have way more liberty.
So y'all seen the Flash preview. What do y'all think about this Flash?
I heard it's going to be really good.
I've heard some people that seen the pilot.
We seen the pilot.
Oh, y'all saw the
pilot.
Somebody else told me they saw the pilot, too.
You saw it on Boulard? Where you at
the conference? I saw it online.
Okay.
Yeah, they got it online.
Like at a conference.
It was like G2G or something.
G2G, yeah, that's what I wanted to see.
But actually, it's real. It's actually pretty decent.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty decent. Like I would get. Like I'm actually excited. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. Like be honest.
When did it drop?
What a week or two.
It wasn't late this year. It was like sometime.
It's like in a few weeks.
A few weeks. Okay. I thought they meant
Gotham's next week. I think right. I think Gotham's like.
I
next
mean Gotham.
Week.
Yeah, it is. It's
Netflix
month.
Has already bought Gotham.
All
the races, rather. Yep. So I don't know. Maybe they know something we don't know.
I mean, they got all.
Watch it on Hulu Plus.
Sitting in Hulu Plus.
Hey.
But the Flash looks good. Looks
pretty. Yeah, good. I actually want to watch that one.
And, all right, and moving forward, let's go into just random news coming out of Black Adam is going to be The Rock.
Yep.
It's only other person who can play. It's the only person who can fit the role.
But I think they blowing their load. Because they could have used him as another character they can use in the other movies. Just
but
one
nah,
villain
but,
in one movie.
But nah, I think nah. With him it'll work because you gotta remember, like if you look at all the factors of Black Adam, he's pretty much like all he gotta do really
is play the Rock as a heel.
Be the Rock as a heel. Like he wasn't wrestling, put an Egyptian accent to it.
Exactly.
And then dress him like a black suit version of Shazam. That's all you gotta do. Cause this, he arrogant. Like the same way Namor is, the same kind of arrogance Namor got. This exact same way Black Adam is.
Yeah,
and fuck Namor too.
Like
man,
Namor, and, like, and Namor is the same way. Like if it ain't for the good of my people or my country, I ain't gonna rock with you. I'll rock with you whether you villain or a hero, as long as it's for the good of my country. I can see that working.
Yeah, cause I forgot who owns Namor. Namor is owned by somebody random.
Universal. Ooh.
Yeah, Universal owns them, and that's the only Marvel character they have.
They used to have the Hulk, but
they don't have any other Marvel character, but they gonna try to come up with a Namor movie. They was like try to draw for a Namor movie.
Was it Fox?
It's still gonna be kind of
sold. They sold rights back to Marvel. Who was it?
Fox gave back the rights for
Daredevil.
To Daredevil. That's why they're doing
right
that.
To X-Men too.
Hell no, they ain't giving up that money.
They're not giving up X-Men, especially not after the way they pulled off
Days of Future. They need to give back Spider-Man.
Sony has Spider-Man, and that's never gonna happen. But
they said that they might do a thing with Cap and Cap 3 with Spider-Man.
They need to
see. Here's the thing: I like Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. I just don't like Amazing Spider-Man. I hate the Amazing Spider-Man.
Either
one, that's the worst.
The first one was good.
I didn't like the lizard though in there.
As far as the origin story, I would give it all the credit in the world. Like
I just feel like it wasn't needed. It wasn't needed, but it Andrew Garfield makes a, if they took Andrew Garfield and they put him in the original Spider-Man, that would have it would have been the perfect. Yeah. Would have been the perfect trilogy.
Him and Doc Ock.
Him and Doc Ock too. Oh, imagine Andrew Garfield in Spider-Man 2. You, everybody knows Spider-Man 2 is like
the best one.
It's the best.
Like say,
but, imagine Garfield that combo, bro.
Tobey Maguire's role in all three movies, it would have been a way better trilogy.
Way better trilogy.
Nah, he couldn't say three. I'm sorry.
You know what? Nah, I think he could. I honestly think he could.
There was
I
a
could
dance
not...
sequence in three.
Hey, but it,
there
hey.
Was a dance sequence. There's no way.
They had a ninja rap. They had a ninja rap.
To James Brown with an emo haircut. It, I forgot about that.
Dude, it was so bad. I walked out the theater so upset. Like, why? God, why?
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, time to turn this one in. We're going
to... They
really did. No, and then they do it. Dude, and Sam Raimi said it. He's like, I don't know why the heck y'all got me to do Venom in this movie. Why did y'all make me do this?
Because Venom by itself is Venom is two or three popular. Movies by itself if you want to do it right.
Venom is super popular, man.
He is, but
yeah,
saying,
but
if
that was two movies.
Right,
that was two movies.
You need at least two movies to do get the whole Venom storyline right. Like you need at least.
And you
two
can't
movies.
Have another villain in there too. Sandman in there too. As well.
It was three villains.
I mean, if he would have left it, maybe just Sandman.
What happened with Amazing Spider-Man 2? Three villains.
Well,
too much.
Built Venom over and made turn him into like that could have been the setup for the fourth and just been building Venom from the
exactly
from
the that would have been perfect.
Just
but
like,
it's like
right. Yeah, I mean
they just trying to do too much.
Stuff. Yeah,
they try to do too much with the second one. I couldn't stand the second one. First, remember I told you first scene, the whole scene was just unbelievable. Richard Parker's on the plane with his wife. And they got in a fight. Yeah. How the heck you still trying to send that file? With Ethernet cable. The yeah. Ethernet cable was still connected on a exploding plane. Really? 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 That works?
Look
that
here.
Works?
It did for me.
They didn't know.
You talking about
no.
the second Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
the same,
it was horrible.
It was a lot of the same shit. Like,
dude,
it was
I called,
bad. It was. It was
when
I
you
give
call
it.
When you call bullshit it, that loud
yeah.
in a theater, it's like. 15 other people sitting behind me. I'm like, why the hell I pay $7 for this? This is bullshit.
And you were like, around. You were like, yes, I do. I concur.
No, I said this is bullshit. Oh. Everybody else was like, yeah, you're right. You're right. This movie sucks already. That movie was bad.
Yeah, dude. And they set up. They did the same shit with the, even yeah. with Rhino. I was like, dude.
I'm like, why they do that with Rhino? And here's the thing, funny. Like. Here's the thing that everybody said it. If you go to CinemaSins, you can watch their CinemaSins. Actually, who was it? Screen Junkies decided to do CinemaSins.
Yeah,
Honest Trailers did it. Yes. Dude, at the end, everyone was like, oh, snap, we're going to get to finally see this thing with the write-up. Wait, just like we saw in the preview. Wait a minute. Hold up. They did it. They cut it off the exact same time as the preview did. And it's like, dude, that's the movie? That's the end of the movie? Oh, y'all
so
failed.
So and they're going to try to pimp that universe, too, right now. They're trying to do what the Sinister Six.
They're trying to do the Sinister Six, but they pushed all that stuff back because of how bad Amazing Spider-Man 2 did.
But he really didn't do bad. They made money, though.
No, they made some money, but people realized after about
even
the third
Garfield
week.
Even Andrew Garfield was like, yeah, we fucked up because the studio made cuts.
Oh, they made cuts to the budget on that.
Oh, movie. Yeah. But a couple of those cuts in there would have made the movie even worse to me. Because they actually had Richard alive.
Oh, really?
They had Richard alive, and he was going to show up. Like, the whole time where right. he was spending the 5 months mourning Gwen's death, mm-hmm. which they did great, by the way. That's one thing I get.
Oh, yeah. Gwen's death was
perfect.
Dog. Was fucking
I was like, oh, that's genius. Oh, they even made it worse. Made it seem like he really didn't fail in saving her. He just, it was just bad luck.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Spider-Man's story, like he'll save you, but he have a string of bad luck when it comes to people he straight up fucking with, though.
Yeah, that's always
yeah,
the thing. That's always the thing.
That's always a string of bad luck because in the comic, hey, you don't know if she already dead or if it was the Whiplash effect that killed her. Mm-hmm. In the comic, you don't know.
Like you had to write. You had to write in and find out from the little end of the engrams at the comic. Oh no, she died from Whiplash.
Like,
really?
Because she said whip. I'm like, yep, that did it.
Yeah.
I thought she hit her head too.
No, in the movie she hit her head.
Oh, okay.
But in the comics, it was like straight whiplash. She hit nothing.
You
it was
remember how
straight.
Strong
it's
webbing. His,
weird,
his
yeah.
webbing is like strong as like, mm-hmm. like
that's
cable
why,
wire. Cable wire to hold a bridge together.
They had a thing where Green Goblin tried to do the same thing to Mary Jane. And he's like, yep, readjust. We're not having this again. So he like caught her like multiple ways, like all her like
major
joints,
limbs,
and major limbs. So she's like,
right,
so Jesus she's... allegory, which they got to put in every movie.
Yeah, yeah.
They got to put a Jesus allegory in every movie, every book. it gets annoying to me. And I'm a God-fearing man, but that gets on my nerves. I'm like, dude, Jesus is like, bruh, calm all that down.
Jesus allegory in comics.
They put it in everything, man.
They put it in everything. What was it? Catching Fire.
You remember I told you I was watching that they got Nymphomaniac on...
with Shia LaBeouf, right?
I need to watch
this. It's on Netflix, both of them, dog. And when I tell you, it gets some of the shit that goes on in this movie, you just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, because that director dude is fucking crazy as shit.
Lars Van or whatever, Van Lars.
Crazy as shit, man. Yeah. Man. He had that movie with...
Antichrist
with Willem Dafoe.
That's on Netflix,
God.
Too.
He was like, have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that crazy shit?
Oh, God.
Like, he was fucking his girl, but then, like, he was crazy and, like, fucking deer and all kind of crazy shit.
Fucking deer?
Yeah. It was ridiculous. Antichrist. Remember the Antichrist movie? But when he got older. William Dafoe played.
It's like... Yeah,
dude,
I watch a lot of stuff on Netflix, man. Like, I'm good on that.
Have y'all seen Bronies?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Yes,
yet.
I have.
I haven't.
Dude, I promise you. Have you seen it?
No.
I haven't seen it.
Okay,
everyone go home and watch it now.
I need to go watch Bronies. Like, for the simple fact.
You heard of My Little Bronies?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you think it has, like, the same effect, like, how, okay, like, Rem, though, because he fuck with regular show in Adventure Time. Y'all fuck with it, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same exact effect, but on a way huger scale. Same exact effect.
I'm just trying to figure, like, where do you get the attachment to, though?
What was it? Bronies made the fighting game off of that. Then Hasbro told him to cease and desist because that thing looked like Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
They did a
Bronies fighting game. I actually got an Instagram picture of him on Instagram. He was looking like
My Little Pony fighting.
My Little Pony fighting game. Fighting is magic.
It was a fighting game.
That shit looked trill.
It was Marvel versus Capcom 3. They were doing wall bounces.
Google, pull it up.
I'm dead serious.
My Little Pony's Fighting is Magic.
Friendship is Magic is even better.
When I tell you, Twilight Sparkle was whooping ass in it.
My Little Pony's Fighting is Magic. That's the name of it.
So it's a video?
Called Fighting.
Fighting is Magic.
So it's an actual video of it?
Yeah, it should be.
It's video. Unless Hasbro
Made him take it down.
I don't think Hasbro made him take it down, though.
Unless Hasbro made him take it down, it's got to be still on there.
Somebody have it, though, somewhere.
Take the R out.
Unless they take the R out.
Yeah, but yeah, Fighting is Magic. There you go.
The combo exhibition.
Go to the combo exhibition.
Shut the fuck up.
You're going to be like, this was at an Evo build. This was at Evo.
Are you kidding me? The fighting tournament Evo.
True. Like, I would actually like
they did a build of this. Everybody was playing.
So it's like Pokemon.
No, it's Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh, let's not get into Pokemon.
Said, look kinda dope.
That's what I said. It's actually looking kind of trill.
Hey, let's not get into Pokemon. You heard about Pokemon getting made by Tekken, right?
Shut up.
Yes, this is Evo build.
When I tell you Twilight Sparkle whoops so much ass, watch. I swear to God.
Why are they doing like 40 hit combos in this stuff? Watch the wall bounces come in.
Look at it, man. I promise you I can wish. Look at Teddy's face right now. He is astounded right now.
His face is priceless right now. This is a 50 hit combo with no super yet. Not there's a super.
What the fuck?
85 hits. 85 hits, bro.
They pulled off some Killer Instinct shit.
Wall bounces. Off the OTGs, man. Really?
So, hold up. This is the game supposed to really come out?
No, it was. Hasbro said,
screw you. Fuck you. No, you can't have this.
Copyright and stuff like that.
They was like, you can't have this.
There's a real game someone has out here that. Someone straight up made this.
A group of people straight made this game, like, independently.
Freaking Bronies, man.
Dude, yeah. Damn, so I wanted Bronies to know about this.
Oh, check this out.
Bronies made these.
Namco, Pokemon. Just watch.
You talking about Pokken, right?
Pokken, yeah. P-O-K-K-E-N. P-O-K-K-E-N.
Is it N-A-M-C-O?
Type in P-O-K-K-E-N.
P-O-K-K-E-N.
Pokken Fighters. That's right.
Shut up.
Pokemon is being made by the people that made Tekken.
I saw Charizard was straight.
So this is coming out. This is a real game.
This is a real game. This is actually legit.
Tournament trailer. Tournament trailer.
Yeah, go to the tournament trailer. Yeah.
And this is real. Like, this is no bullshit. This is a real game.
Maximilian. This is when I first saw it. I was like, this is so absurd.
Shit. And it looked
dope.
Yeah.
It looked real.
Speaking of fighting games, you know the reason why Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is no longer a thing, right?
Because Capcom fucking up
too. No. It's because Marvel decided to make their own fighting game. And I'll show y'all. You're going to be...
Hold on. This is Pokemon?
Yeah. Pokemon.
This is Pokemon.
I was like, I was astounded too, man, when I first saw this. I was like, this is actually pretty trill. Like, it looked like a mix between, like, Tekken and, like, it's like Tekken, Pokemon, and kind of like on some Super Smash Bros. A little bit.
Yeah, a little sweet. Yeah,
a little bit, but it's more. It's definitely more Tekken. That was the whole part. That's why they calling it Pokken.
But yeah, they got, if y'all know y'all Pokemon, it's Lucario and Machamp. It's fighting right now.
Yeah, that's Machamp. So. Not Machoke, which is everybody else.
Wow, 2015 Japan.
Yes.
In the arcade. Niggas trying to bring back the arcade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Japan, they always got arcades out there.
Dog, man, look.
Well, yeah, go ahead and look up the Marvel fighting game.
Versus Killer Instinct?
They eventually going to try to work on something, but nah. It's like a guest character from Full Gore. Yeah, Full Gore is going to be a guest character in Mortal Kombat
10. What's the game you just talking about, Jeff?
Marvel is making the fighting game. That's why they pretty much took the license away from Capcom.
Gotcha.
But if you go to it, it's bad.
It's not
Oh my God, Marvel is fucking up. It's not Capcom's fault.
You seen it already?
I seen it. It's shitty. Dude, the video we're watching, Maximilian, he actually saw it and he put up his response video of it. It's him crying with his dog. That's how bad it is.
Damn. His dad died or something like
that. Yeah.
Dude. It was bad. I'm like, Marvel, why did you take away the license for Marvel vs. Capcom 3? You make your money. You make your tournament money off of that.
They can make the hell out of a damn fighting game. But when it comes to, like, certain stuff, like Mega Man, man. Like Mega Man. I was so pissed when they got rid of Mega Man.
You got to look at it. That's a double-edged sword, though.
But that was a mascot. Before Ryu became the mascot, man, that was like that straight mascot.
The thing with that was, though, people don't like to admit this. I mean, Inafune, the dude that made Mega Man, he decided to go ahead and go off and do his own thing. Capcom had a part in that, though, like in fucking that one up.
Hell yeah.
But Inafune was all the shit that everything was happening to Mega Man. Inafune was like, yeah, you can do that to him.
Like, shit, they had
the whole bad box art Mega Man and Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Inafune was the one that said, that's the one you should use.
So basically, they stopped using Mega Man because he was the one that controlled all the strings of it.
Yeah, he's the
he's
dude.
He's the creator. He's the creator. So.
He's technically not the creator of
Mega Man.
I thought
he was the creator, man.
He's creator of Zero. He didn't create Mega Man, but he's the guy to go to for Mega Man.
But what killed me, man, is like they had like the dopest game at one point. I was so mad because it's not with Capcom no more. Like, if anyone ever heard of Metroid Prime,
the first person shooter version of Metroid,
they straight was going to partner with the people that made Metroid Prime and make a Mega Man X game first person just like that.
They got trailers.
X, so it was going to do Mega Man for X first person. And when I say it was pull it up. Maverick Hunter X, pull it up. Maverick Hunter.
Yeah, it looked ridiculous.
Maverick,
first person, basically.
Yeah, Maverick. It was ridiculous looking, dude. I don't play Mega Man, and I would have bought that game.
I was a big Mega Man cat for a minute.
ICK Hunter X.
Yeah, there it is,
right there. And it looked great, but it's like, hold on, I'm trying to see if it's.
Yeah, it says, let's play Mega Man Hunter X.
No,
I wouldn't do that. That's just, what?
Scroll down. Type in first person after that. First person. Because it was straight up, like, pretty damn cool. There it go.
Yeah,
first
the Mega
one.
Man first
there
person.
There go, right there.
Yeah. It's called just Maverick Hunter. Maverick Hunter X is actually the PSP remake.
Gotcha. Okay. That's supposed to be Mega Man X.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Use the same mechanics as a Metroid Prime.
Oh.
And this would have been the perfect Mega Man game had they not lost. Yes.
This is what, this was in my pants.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So why didn't this drop?
Because they
and if Unai's like, screw it, and Capcom's like, screw it, I ain't got no money anyway.
Right.
Yo, hold on. They said, what?
Capcom is broke.
They don't got the license.
They don't got. They have the license to it. They just ain't gonna use it.
They
ain't got no money to do nothing with it. They canceled Mega Man Legends 3.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of upset. That means Mega Man to this day is still on the moon. He's still stuck on the moon to this day. He's never getting off that moon. Because you know the storyline for Mega Man is you know, you got the original Mega Man series, then you got Mega Man X, then you got Mega Man Zero, and then Mega Man Legends. That's how the storyline timeline goes.
Oh yeah.
So at this point, Mega Man is still on the moon.
I think it's supposed to be like a reimagining of the first game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
This supposed to be a reimagining of the first game if it was first person.
This would have been super.
This would have been stupid.
Like, for real. Like, but Capcom fucking up.
Yeah. Like I said, all of it ain't their fault, but then again, like the whole DLC thing, that's what did a man.
Yeah.
It's trying to make money.
Hey, y'all want to run our game section, man. I got to get my gaming back up.
Yeah. I don't even play a lot of games like that no more. I don't play a lot of games like
that. I used to go to school how to make them money. So.
Yeah, I got
to
get my
I definitely keep up on it.
That's what I graduated from. So.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that's Maverick Hunter in a nutshell, though.
No problem. No, yeah. Last topic before we get out of here. Have y'all seen that new documentary coming out, Superman Lives? It's basically, it's supposed to be Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I heard about that. The
no, I have not. Please tell me about that.
Okay, so basically, and y'all can tell you, Kevin Smith was supposed to write it.
Okay, I heard about that.
And Tim Burton was supposed to direct it.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's supposed to have been a cameo from Batman, the original Michael Keaton Batman was supposed to make a cameo in there, too.
Okay. So it's called Batman?
It's like Batman.
It's called Superman Lives. And Nick Cage is supposed to be Superman.
Oh, yeah. I remember them talking about it.
Yeah, they did a documentary on why it didn't come out. And what the whole
ain't that hard to come out? It's Nick Cage.
No, but this is when Nicolas Cage was finna be was starting to be hot though. This is like 92.
Okay.
This is like 92. You gotta think
still though.
Nick Cage was getting hot. Then you think about Nick Cage. I understand that.
I understand. Trust me, I know. I was watching me some Nick Cage films when I was a kid. But still, Nick Cage is Superman.
That's.
But they said he was gonna be real dark. It was gonna be super dark. I mean, obviously it's Tim Burton. You know what I'm saying involved. It's supposed to be super dark. So I'm interested to see it. They got a Kickstarter for the page for it going right now. I think, no, they went over their amount, but they just add more money for other stuff. But it's supposed to come out in like
I mean, I rock with Kevin. I mean, don't get me wrong. I straight rock with Kevin Smith on his stuff. I really, really do. I actually listen to, besides y'all podcast, I listen to like a couple others. Batman on Batman. I actually listen to that stuff besides.
He's got six or seven podcasts.
Does he?
Yeah, like he's straight. Like,
he's got a Smodcast network.
Like, for real. Like,
yeah, like 8-9 different podcasts.
Like, besides y'all, he's like one of my people I listen to besides y'all. Like, for real. Like, he actually be having some good topics, him and Scott Mosier. Like, for real. But I don't know. Like, if that would have ever came out, I couldn't have took it seriously, man, because I was like,
I think you're saying that in hindsight. I think motherfuckers would have been on there.
Always gonna be
Tim Burton, and then you heard that Michael Keaton was going to be in there as Batman for a little bit of it.
I mean, with him as Bruce Wayne cameo, that would have been dope.
That part would have been the part.
But I don't know. But like,
out as a kid, but still,
I
remember watching Batman. Batman Forever.
Dolph Lundgren to play the Punisher, and he man. Anything's possible back then.
And that's horrible. Both
Brian Bosworth. Remember we having that conversation when NFL dudes was coming in and being action stars? Yes. Brian Bosworth was the other name I couldn't think of.
Okay. Mm. Okay. We talking about the only way you can get into movies back then is if you was a former athlete.
Yeah, because Dennis Rodman, man.
Was it Double Impact?
Yeah.
Double Impact was when he was a twin.
I was just like, why is this a movie?
So why you got this crazy ass nigga with this green hair?
Because that's when everybody was loving Dennis Rodman. He even been on Oprah. That's when he did the whole wore his own wedding gown and was fucking with Madonna. People wanted to see him.
Yeah, so that's interesting to see that. But, hey, let's get ready to wrap this on up.
All right.
James, let everybody know where they can jump.
All right, just like last time I just said on the last podcast, y'all, SoundCloud.com/JBJR if you want to listen to any of my music production. Do a lot of stuff here in St. Louis with that.
Instagram and Twitter is the same thing, which is JBJR Official. And look me up on Facebook at James JBJR Bishop Jr.
Teddy?
Theodore Simpson, Theodore Simpson the Fourth on Facebook and 60 Second Marathon on Twitter.
All right. Over you, my man.
All right.
Your porn site? Go ahead.
Whatever, man. Well, nah, yeah, you can look up anything music, web related at LLJB3. That's LLJB3.
XXX.com.
Don't add them X's at the end. You'll be missing out.
Hey, add them, I'm only going to add him. He's going to be sitting on there for a gay porn site. Like,
not at all. Not at all. It's going to be females draped around me. It's going to be females draped around there.
Oh, so it is just like this. So it's females draped around you.
It's for them. It's for them.
Welcome to my harem.
Yes. 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 But yeah, you can find me on there for anything. Like if you need any web development, anything like that. Just
yeah. What's your what anything they can check out online?
LJB3.com.
Triple X. Then you'll see the triple
X. And I vouch with a man like... No, he doesn't do that. I'm just going to put that on there.
Hold up, man. The people be hitting you up like, so I'm trying to start BigCox3.com.
I will actually say like, no.
He was like, wait.
What about for 10 grand?
Nope. Not even 10 grand. I already make that. I make that for regular stuff.
I'll take your template. Like, man, I'm just doing a site, man. Just give me a template.
Nah, you want to do that way, man, just give me three.
but don't put my name attached to it.
Don't put my name attached to it.
You ain't got to move the cocks around. As long as I got to move the cocks around. All right. You can hit me up at Dig Game on Twitter. Dig Game ISU. Definitely keep subscribing on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio. Yeah. Shout out to everybody that's been listening to everything. Shout out Javon with his spinoff show coming out, doing well. Leaders of the New School is doing well. Rim, we got the draft coming up this week. We having an MC draft.
Inform me.
Yeah,
quick
MC
about
draft
this.
Coming on Strata. Low cash for people that want to listen to that. Yeah, no, dude, it's serious. It's like a draft.
No, I'm saying, inform me, like,
basically,
like,
it's going to be five right. MCs. You get to choose five MCs, one producer, one DJ. You can draft them in any order, like a fantasy draft.
Any period?
Any fantasy draft. And it's a fantasy. Now, your team has to be cohesive. It's just like any team. Like, you can't, you got to be work good as a collective. You know, you can't have all point guards, you know what I'm saying, all small forwards.
Oh, man,
it's going to be fun.
I'm going to rock with this.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to have different teams, we're going to draft them up. Teddy's already said his number one pick, franchise pick is Will Smith.
Yep.
He's already picking Will Smith as his franchise.
He's bringing his own money, baby. Dude. He's bringing his own money.
Yeah. He's going to pick the money team.
The money team. I'm telling you.
Sir Mix-a-Lot's going to be involved in his project as well.
Clowning, dog.
From any year or just a particular year?
Any year. Baby from Cash Money is going to be involved with this project as well.
Yeah, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, but that'd actually be a decent
movie. You had to have been in movies in order for you to
be on the team. And then Queen Latifah, round out your squad.
Queen Latifah, man.
Y'all sleeping. Ice T might be a good pickup.
Master P.
I can take the rule of an officer.
It's gonna be a good draft, man. Because I think at first I was like, man, I'm just gonna pick these people all lyrics. I'm like, no, you know, you got to come up with some characters.
Think about it.
You got to think about it. I had to take real notes. Like, Rim gonna try to kill us because he gonna end up coming up with somebody random like MF Doom or some shit. And like, damn,
MF Doom, man.
Danger Mouse. What the fuck?
Damn, I forgot about Danger Mouse.
Hey, man. Hey, give Metal Fingers his props. Hey.
But thank y'all for listening again. Thank y'all, brothers, for coming out again. Y'all got
to
come back.
I'm trying to get around whenever I'm back in town.
You want to give your shit?
I mean, Real don't really. Oh, yeah. DJ Reminisce. Instagram, Gmail.
People know his before ours, though. People are like, yeah, DJ Reminisce, such and such and such. But thank y'all for listening, as always. We'll be back a few weeks, though, on Stroud Low Cash Network. Lando Cat, we out.
Peace.